Jesus is the Manna from Heaven by Pastor Trey Dickerson. What is it? This was the question the children of Israel asked when they saw the bread from heaven that God supernaturally provided for them. And I believe this is a question that we need to answer today. What is manna? Now, some might not realize this, but manna was actually a spiritual substance. We know this from Psalm 78:23-25. But he gave a command to the clouds above and opened the doors of heaven. He rained manna down on them to eat. He gave them grain from heaven. So they ate the bread of angels. He sent them all the food they could eat. Psalm 78:23-25, New Century Version. The scriptures reveal to us that manna came from heaven, and angels apparently ate it. However, manna was a physical manifestation of this spiritual substance, because the children of Israel were able to consume it as well. This is why I see manna as a type and shadow of that spiritual substance we can partake of out of this physically manifested book we call the Bible. Yes, manna is a type of the spirit and life that we can gather from the Word of God. We know that Jesus described himself as the bread that came from heaven, the bread of life, John 6:35. But we also know that Jesus is the Word, John 1:14. So to gather manna is to receive the revelation of Jesus Christ from the Scriptures that speak of him, Luke 24:44-45. This is why one of the first keys to getting the life out of the Scriptures is to base our studies on him. Yes, as Christianity is not a religion, but a relationship, all our revelation is to be based upon relationship with Christ. Therefore, we are not just trying to learn verses, doctrine, etc. We are simply using the scriptures to learn more about him and gain insight into his ways. So when we base our studies of the Bible on relationship, we are positioned to see what God wants us to see in the scriptures. Also, when we include our relationship with him into our studies and fellowship with him as we read, study, and meditate in his word, we're even more in a position to know him through his word. Look to God, which is behind his word and is his word. Ask the Holy Spirit to show you Jesus, John 5:39, 15:26. In the beginning, there was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word became a human and lived among us. We saw his glory, the glory that belongs to the only Son of the Father, and he was full of grace and truth. John 1:14, New Century Version.